Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. On Paul's second missionary journey, he was thrown in jail in Philippi. After being beaten and put in stocks, Paul and Silas sang praises to God, who caused an earthquake that set the prisoners free. The jailer was going to commit suicide, thinking he had lost his prisoners, which was a capital offense. Paul stopped him, saying that everyone was accounted for. I now read from Acts 16:29 through 34. The jailer called for lights and ran into the dungeon and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household." And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at that hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. And then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Principle: be prepared to close the deal. Even though many, if not most, of our hearers seem to be closed to the gospel, we may one day have the privilege of sharing with someone who is immediately ready to repent and confess Christ as Savior and Lord. We must be ready to close the deal. We do not want to rush things and make it too easy for someone to be saved, indicating that all one has to do is repeat a prayer, even when there is no heartfelt repentance. However, if a person gives a clear indication of true faith, we should move immediately, just as Paul did. I suggest encouraging, or if necessary, leading the person to pray out loud something like the following. The exact words are not as important as the heartfelt communication to God. "Jesus, I realize now that you are indeed the risen Lord of Lords. Thank you for dying for my sins and giving me eternal life. I now give you my life. Help me to serve you and to be a faithful witness to you and the gospel. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Transform me from the inside out so that I think and act like Jesus. Father God, thank you for making me your child and part of your forever family. Help me to know and experience and communicate to others your amazing love. I give you my worship and thanks. Amen." It is a great idea to immediately baptize new believers in water too, just as Paul did. Water baptism is our public proclamation of allegiance to Jesus, the Messiah.